I got a plan. I got a plan. I'm a Friday's chicken in my hand. I got some hot grease and a whole chicken. Go and wash your hands, cause you gon' be licking them. Big old thing of fries, spice salt on them. My fried chicken gon' take you over. Everybody want a piece of my chicken. Peaches got that fresh hot ghetto fried chicken.
Everybody want a piece of my chicken.
All right, 807 FM Talk 106.5. That's Ms. Peaches, yeah, with a Z.
Ms. Peaches needs to be on our list.
Yeah,
Ms. Peaches. I gotta have some Ms. Peaches chicken.
I've been a fan of Ms. Peaches for a long time, and that song "Fry That Chicken." I'll link that through on the Twitter feed here in just a second as we celebrate National Fried Chicken Day. That's how we're gonna start off this hour. I mentioned it earlier with all the discussion and the votes pouring in for the online opinion poll question. It, by the way, it is National Fried Chicken Day, and we asked who makes your favorite fried chicken, and we have now, the list is, and people still trying to add to this list, and it shows you something about the number of fried chicken fans in our area. Maybe it's the same elsewhere, I don't know, I just know around here. Comfort food, good food, but like when you said you go fishing with me, what's on the boat? Fried chicken.
And then we talk about fried chicken.
A whole bunch of fried chicken discussion. And I thought about this. Outside of stopping in somewhere to buy fried chicken, what about cooking it at the house? And that's when I thought the expertise of our buddy Stu. Of course, he is Chew from Sip and Chew. Check out Sunday mornings here at FM Talk 106.5 along with Mike, who is Sip. But Stu joining us now to talk about some home chicken. Hey, Stu.
Hey, how's it going, guys? We're getting the Colonel Sanders going this morning.
Huh? Let's do that. Before we get into your expertise in making the chicken, some DIY fried chicken, let's talk about if you're going to stop in somewhere here, and I know there's probably a long list, but if you're going to stop in somewhere to get some fried chicken locally, where do you go?
I actually go for destination fried chicken, Sean. I got a spot off the Eaton Path.
Okay.
Stockton, Alabama, the Stagecoach Cafe.
Oh, Stagecoach. They are great.
Some of the finest fried chicken in the South. And I'll go across the bay over there with all the fine folks in Baldwin County, and I'll go to Champy's there in Daphne as well. And now, here's the secret you got to know about Champy's, folks.
Ooh, Champy's.
When you order your appetizer and your chicken, bring them both at the same time, because when that chicken hits your plate, it's going to be so hot you can't eat it for 10 minutes.
So you have to have something to prevent you from burning the roof of your mouth.
Right. So have your appetizer and the chicken come at the same time and start eating your appetizer while your chicken cools.
You know, Champy's is doing pretty good right now in our online opinion poll. Stagecoach needs to be on there. And I will edit the list here for Stagecoach because I agree with you. That's some fantastic fried chicken. All right. But if we're not going to go somewhere, we're going to stay at the house and fry chicken. How do we get fried chicken that... Like when we go someplace, I fry chicken at home sometimes, but it's not nearly as good as when I get it, from a store.
It ain't the same.
No, it's not. So, how do we get close to that, Stu? How do we make our own fried chicken and make it taste great?
The first thing you have to understand is there are two types of fried chicken.
Uh-huh.
Both of them pretty much developed in the South. They come from other countries, Africa and Scotland, but the way we understand fried chicken today, they both developed in the South, so it's confusing. One of them is deep fried chicken, and the other one is southern fried chicken, which is an iron skillet with the oil about halfway up.
Okay, so whether we're dropping it into like a fry daddy or a big peanut oil out there on the back porch, or we're going to do it in the skillet where we turn it with the tongs, right?
Right. Okay. Now, what you're probably looking for going for that restaurant style is deep-fried chicken. So you're going to need a deep fryer.
Okay, got it. I'm good there. Okay. I've got the oil, I got the burner, I got the back porch.
Right, you got that set up. That's good. Let's talk about the chicken itself. This is something I learned from some of the old wives of the blues musicians of the Mississippi Delta. They marinate that chicken overnight, if possible, in buttermilk.
Hmm. I've heard that before. What does that do? I've heard that. What does it add to flavor or texture? What does it do?
There are cultures in the buttermilk, similar to yogurt, that break down your protein molecules in the chicken. In other words, it makes it tender.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, and the buttermilk is very similar to a brine. A lot of people brine their chicken, and the brine is water, saturated with salt and sugar. And the buttermilk is very similar to that. It's very briny, too. So it draws the moisture out of the chicken and then replaces it with all the flavors that are in the buttermilk or the brine. And the buttermilk marinade, as you move your way down the Mississippi River until this little place called New Orleans, you'll see that buttermilk marinade starts picking up one extra ingredient, and that is Tabasco sauce.
So you put the Tabasco in with the buttermilk for marinade?
Right. Yep, enough to turn the buttermilk orange, maybe okay. half a bottle.
Okay.
And then you let the chicken marinate that all night. Then the next day when you're ready to fry, you get flour. And I like to use Old Bay in my flour. I think that makes the best tasting batter. And put enough of that in it to turn it orange. Straight out of the buttermilk, let a little excess buttermilk drip off into the flour, into your deep fryer, 350, probably 20 minutes.
And what about that? I mean, that's always the tough thing. Like, if you're timing the frying, I mean, I think about this with, you know, I fry a lot more fish than I do chicken, but different right. size, you know, different size cuts obviously are going to fry at different speeds. Same thing with, I mean, if you got a breast versus a leg, I mean, you just kind of watch it, right?
Exactly. And what you are doing whenever you're deep frying, what you're trying to do is get all of the water that is inside what you're frying to boil out. That's
okay.
what the bubbling is.
Okay.
So as long as you've got a lot of bubbles coming, you've got water. And if the water's in it, then that also means there's salmonella and any other microbiotics that are harmful. When the bubbles start settling down, you're looking at being pretty much done.
Okay, so a couple tips here. I'm taking away it. I know Dalton's taking copious notes here. buttermilk and that flavor, I like that Tabasco. So enough Tabasco in there, half a bottle, to turn the buttermilk orange, right? And then
correct.
Overnight. All right, so we marinate overnight. What about, with Dalton?
I was just going to add on. And then you throw it in throw it in with some flour and Old Bay and then a little bit of that buttermilk before you throw it in the fryer. I have been taking notes, paying close attention.
Yeah. Well, I want to know
here's the fried chicken that we're all familiar with visually, and that's Popeye's fried chicken.
Yes.
I guarantee you they're doing a very similar method to this. That looks like what the batter looks like when you go from buttermilk to flour to fryer.
What do you do, if anything? We had this discussion earlier because on National Fried Chicken Day, people from outside the South that think we care about their opinions have chimed in about chicken and condiments. To me, that's a travesty, you know, not for chicken fingers, but for some reason, bone-in chicken, the idea of putting a sauce on it, it seems weird. Is that weird to you, or is that spot on?
Tabasco is a condiment.
That's true.
I'll put hot sauce on it. Now, if they're talking ketchup, that's psychopathic. That's just wrong.
they are.
Two different universes.
They list a whole bunch of things. To me, and I get the Tabasco for some extra fire because that's, you know, in my family, I've got a wife and children that don't like the spice as much as I do. So I get that. But, the idea of, like, slathering it with something, it should be. I mean, to me, I want to taste that. I want to taste that crust. I want to taste that skin. I want to taste that meat without adulterating it.
Well, I have an experiment for you, Sean.
Okay.
There's a place in my hometown of Sims called the Hickory Pit, and they do barbecued fried chicken.
See, because that right there, I don't think I like that. Do I like that?
Try it. the crust still stays crispy from the frying it, and then you've got the barbecue on top of it. It's more like a chicken wing kind of application. It's fried chicken tossed in the barbecue sauce. And It's not what you want every time you're craving fried chicken, but when you can't decide between fried chicken and barbecue, there you go.
So, Stu, if we're making our own fried chicken, like you just so perfectly laid out for us, but say I want it to be really spicy, like tears coming out of my eyes spicy, and have to keep some tissues on the side, you know, to wipe up around my forehead, how could I add to your recipe there to make it ultra spicy?
Well, instead of using the Tabasco in your buttermilk, go for some of the ghost chili sauce or scorpion chili sauce, some of those ridiculously laboratory-generated chilies, and use that hot sauce instead. I'm a fan of the Carolina Reaper. The flavor of it is phenomenal.
Carolina Reaper.
Isn't that the one that, don't we have stories about the Carolina Reaper, like kids eat them or something, and then there's like, they make a news story where we're talking about these kids?
Yeah, is that the one where people like lose their hearing for a few minutes after eating it?
Well, you know, a few minutes, a few seconds, it's all relevant.
Well, this is good. I mean, you've given us some direction here on frying some chicken at home, but given us some new places if we want to go get in the vehicle, go over the hill and through the woods and get some great fried chicken. There's something about it. Comfort food may be a cliched term, but to me it is. I mean, if just when you sit down to a plate of fried chicken, it just makes me happy. I don't know, Stu.
Yeah, and one more thing on your condiment, Sean. Sawmill gravy is a condiment.
You know, and it's weird. As much as I love sawmill gravy and biscuits and sawmill gravy with, but I don't, you know, if they have like chicken patties sitting in gravy, sure, I'll eat them like that. But yeah. This is just, I'm not saying people need to follow me. I'm just telling you that I'm strange that if I had some great fried chicken and you got the gravy near it, I'd say, get it away. I just want to eat the chicken right now. I love the gravy too, but I don't want to mess with the dang chicken. I want to just eat it.
Yeah, there's no problem with that either. You're a purist, Sean.
And well, we also have to get Stu's take on chicken and waffles. How do you feel about chicken and waffles, Stu?
It is not a Southern dish. In case you do not know the origin of it, it actually started in the nightclubs in Harlem in New York. Now, every chef that contributed to it was from the South. But I kind of think it's cliche, but just last Saturday I was in, or Sunday, we had brunch at a place in New Orleans called the Jack Rose. Their twist was, and Sean's going to love this, fried quail and waffles.
Oh, man, I love fried quail.
Yeah, exactly. And it was phenomenal. It was the most inventive spin on chicken and waffles I think I've ever seen.
This goes back to some of my, I guess, my psychotic nature about fried chicken, though, because Dalton was mentioning waffles earlier, and I said, they're fine, but they take up space in your belly that could be chicken. So I...
Well, if you've ever noticed, too, I mean, unless you're at, you know, like Gladys Knight's chicken and waffles place, and yes, she has a chicken and waffles place, you know, most chicken and waffles you get are going to be chicken tenders. So it really doesn't fall under the fried chicken category because it's got to have a bone, y'all. Got to have a bone.
There you go. And that is the truth right there. Stu, I hope I'll be listening in maybe some more fried chicken discussion on Sunday morning during Sip and Chew.
Not to mention, I got to talk about our trip to Emerald.
Yes, bam, right?
Yeah,
bam.
Exactly.
Bam. It is Chew, and it is... Full name is Stu Chew from Sip and Chew. Check about Sunday mornings at 8 o'clock. Thanks, Stu. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on.
All right. And so there you go. I learned a little something. Hopefully you did, too, about making some great fried chicken at the house. And now we will go to the news break and eat some fried chicken and come right back.
Yeah. I don't know why I'm hungry. Coming right back.
Georgia pie. And that's home, you know. Sweet tea, pecan pie, homemade wine. Where the peaches grow. In my house, it's not much to talk about, but it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground. And a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio.
Continue our tour through chicken-themed music here. Mobile Mornings, 826. Good morning. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Kelly will be back with us on Monday. Dr. Bill will join us for a forecast in just a few minutes. You know what? We could get if we could get Ray to cook arroz con pollo, that would be fantastic as well. I'm talking about our buddy Ray Maness with the patriarch of the Maness family. Of course, they have Cottage Hill Package. We're always telling you about Cottage Hill Package at the corner of Hillcrest and Cottage Hill. Getting new craft beers daily, so you need to stop on by. Check out what's new. Setting yourself up for the weekend. Want to grab a six-pack of the newest and tastiest out there in craft beer. They have that. Of course, they have all the great wines, fine liquors, and a huge selection of cigars in the humidor annex there. It's not even a the thing is big. I mean, to the point they have a tobacconist. He's like, if we could put Billy, the tobacconist, in one of those ranger hats like they have at the state parks, I mean, at the national parks, and he could guide you through. You know, you say, all right, over here, you'll see the very famous Partagas. Listen, if you're like me, you're buying cigars for people in your family, but I'm not a cigar smoker, but he can help me. Mm-hmm. You go out there, they'll select great cigars. It'll get the oh wow when you give them as a gift. So check that out. And also coming soon, Havana Rays Cigar Shop and Lounge, coming at the corner of Airport and Morgan. Same folks, Amanda's family, opening up a really something I've said for a long time should be here with that kind of theme, that Cuban theme. Fine spirits, wine, beer, plus great cigars. Great location for downtowners and midtowners to enjoy. Havana Rays Cigar Shop and Lounge coming to Midtown, and it'll be in the next couple of weeks right there at Airport and Morgan. And, of course, Cottage Hill Package, cottagehillpackage.com, right there on the corner of Cottage Hill and Hillcrest.
Now, earlier you did say no condiments with the fried chicken.
It's just for me. I'm not trying to, I'm a libertarian. People do what they want to do. I think it's for me.
I think I might change your mind a little bit on that.
Okay.
It was a very important second line in that Zac Brown song you played leaving the last segment.
Mm-hmm.
Cold beer on a Friday night. I think that counts as a condiment.
That's
when
not a condiment. That's a
chicken.
Beverage.
Oh, but you're washing it down. You're washing down the fried chicken. You mix the two. I'm going to call the beer the condiment.
Okay, well, then anything that you eat along with something else, is then water would be a condiment. No, okay. Listen, yes, I do. Do I like the cold beer with the fried chicken? Mm. Yeah.
But either way, Cottage Hill Package, they've got some great stuff to wash down that fried chicken you're eating this weekend.
Look at this. I mean, there's no way. We tried, by the way, folks on the text line, we tried our best. I mean, the list on the online opinion poll question has, like, tons of chicken places and still more additions. Supermom says try the Hickory Pit. By the way, on the peppers, Marine Chris said, I've eaten a Carolina Reaper, and I was out of commission. This is a Marine, okay? Tough man here. He said, and I was out of commission for 30 minutes. Some of the worst pain I've ever felt. Okay. When a Marine tells me the Carolina Reaper was the worst pain he'd ever felt, then I'm going to skip that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that leads me to believe, I mean, all I asked Stu was to help me spice up the chicken a little bit. I think he's trying to hurt us by putting the Carolina Reaper on the menu.
Yeah, it does to me, too. I mean, it's like, I know I never want to be tased. Like, one of my buddies in law enforcement, like, one of the toughest guys I know, he was, they volunteer, I guess, for the training to get tased. And this guy who, like, nothing hurts him said it was the most pain he ever felt. So I'm pretty much sure if they ever say I'm going to tase you, I don't think it'd ever get that far. They're not going to have a chance. I just, whatever you say, do not tase me. All right, let's go to, I tell you what, John, hold on, because John is a fantastic cook in his own right. And we'll go to John in downtown Fish River here in just a second. Got to go to the news break at the bottom of the hour. It waits on none of us. It just happens. So we'll go to that, come back, talk to John. Also, we have many more fried chicken texts coming into the text line, and there's a couple other news items to talk about, like tariffs. Mm-hmm. Now, if they tariff fried chicken, we'd have a problem.
Yeah, that might be
pitchfork time. I'd be out in the streets.
That'd be worth protesting over for sure.
I would climb the Statue of Liberty if they tried to.
Make sure you have a box of chicken if you do that, though.
Oh, I would get the 20-piece, and they had I'd have that up there. They'd be like, there's somebody has scaled the Statue of Liberty and looks like he's enjoying a box of chicken. Let's just leave him there.
Yeah, I actually think Lady Liberty's holding chicken in the air.
The best, the live version, but Waiting for Columbus, that album, fantastic. Fantastic. All right. We continue on with our chicken tribute musically here on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5, National Fried Chicken Day, and we'll come straight to the phones. I do want to add the news portion of this, which I think is really, really great. Alabama kid, 4-year-old Austin Pirine up in Birmingham. He started this where he was going out and giving food to homeless people that were hungry, and he was taking his own money and doing this and giving this. And by the way, he's also wearing a red satin cape.
That's the most important part.
Because he's a 4-year-old boy, and I love it. So he wears a red cape, goes out, feeds hungry and homeless there in Birmingham. Story caught wind nationally back maybe in May or so. People were talking about Austin Pirine, and he goes by still on a weekly basis giving food and what he says are smiles, and tells them in payment for the food just to show love out there. Hashtag show love is emblazoned in bold red letters across his chest on his t-shirt, and then of course the cape on the back. And so this kid, Austin Pirine, has gotten the attention of many, and I know today, as part of this, the folks at churches are doing a special deal that you sit down to eat your fried chicken if you will take a picture of your chicken, your tasty bird, and then do at churches on Twitter. I guess it would work on Facebook too, but at churches, and then hashtag show love, hashtag National Fried Chicken Day. Churches will donate $1 for every picture that comes through, up to $10,000 to Austin Pirine's charity up there in Birmingham, feeding the homeless and hungry up there. So, I mean, it's an Alabama story, it's a fried chicken story, and it's a pretty darn cool four-year-old who has the thought process to do that.
Yeah, I'm so proud to say that this kid's from Alabama. I mean, yep, that's just awesome. He's taking his hard-earned allowance money and spending it on the less fortunate, and now he's been a national story for a couple months now. Church is picking up on this and donating to a charity of Pirine's choice. That's just awesome.
Yeah, it's good stuff. All right, we're talking that tasty bird first with John, downtown Fish River. I know John's pretty handy in the kitchen. Hey, John.
Good morning.
Morning.
I want to, tell Stu, he's got, or tell everybody, Stu has got the idea of the recipes. You know, he is like a warehouse full of knowledge.
He is. That's why I got him on the phone. He is great.
But let me tell you something that I've done, and it's real easy. A lot of people think you're crazy when you do this, but maybe. Take a chopped chicken or a whole chicken,
mm-hmm.
Soak it in whiskey, put it in a 24-quart ice chest, something that's, can be food grade,
mm-hmm.
Submerge that bird, put in water, ice water, salty ice water, make it taste like the Gulf of Mexico.
Okay.
Put that in there, let it sit 8 hours overnight. As long as you got it pretty well airtight, let it sit overnight. Next day, when it's time to cook, take it off, dry it off, and batter it, fry it. Or you don't even have to batter it. Just deep fry the chicken as it is, like wings and legs and all the pieces parts. Now, the whiskey is going to get in there and marinate and help tenderize the bird. You will not have the alcohol content in there.
It, darn it.
It's going to evaporate.
Now, how much whiskey do I have to give away for this or give up?
All right. 2 cups. 1 pint.
Well, 2 cups for the bird, 1 cup for you.
Right.
Right?
That works. Depends on what kind it is. And that's another secret. Depends on the whiskey that you use. Some whiskeys are inferior
that's
to
for
cook
sure.
them with. Now, you want to use something like Jack Daniel's. I'll give you a distinct flavor. Maker's Mark is a very good whiskey to cook with. Wild Turkey is another good one. Jim Beam. And more of a quality whiskey.
Maybe I've been cooking myself with those since, I guess, my junior year at the University of Alabama. So
save the Pappy Van Winkle. You want to hold on to that. You don't want to marinate anything with that.
Yeah, no. But another little trick is just when it's done, at the moment of being finished, throw it on the smoker and give it some cold smoke for a while.
Really?
You wouldn't believe the flavors that you will get. It's unbelievable.
Oh, I've got an hour's worth of cooking to do this weekend. All that, and so I guess you put the whiskey in there with that brine, and when the brine is doing its thing,
Just do that the night before.
Okay, so you don't do that. You do that before and then do the whiskey, or do it at the same time?
Do the whiskey and the brine at the same time.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Got our work cut out for us. Thank you, John. Appreciate the call. By the way, too, we're talking about the peppers thing, Terry. Terry is killing. I'm interested here, Terry. Terry says, I make habanero jelly. I like habaneros.
Mm.
He said, sometimes instead of using egg wash, I will melt down the jelly and use it to roll the flour, to put the adhesive for flour.
Uh-huh.
You get the crunch and sweet and sour and hot with the chicken. And he says, I also inject the hot jelly in the chicken. Dang it, Terry.
Right.
That sounds good.
Terry, time to show and tell. Time to bring your fried chicken to the studio just so we can test this out.
We ever turn this into Mr. Food, and we'll have on Fridays just have people set up in here and cook. All right, Joel's in Mobile up next. Hey, Joel.
Okay, Magnolia Cafe in Robertsdale. It's got some of the best fried chicken that you can put in your mouth.
Okay, Magnolia.
10:30 on Sundays, they start the buffet, and they've got one killer buffet in there with a huge salad bar. And, buddy, let me tell you, that fried chicken is what I go there for, and it is delicious.
Okay, hold on. Right, Magnolia
Sean,
Cafe.
I was going to give you an update on the trash up underneath the Moffett Road Bridge.
Yes.
It is still there as of right now, and it's actually gotten bigger, the trash pile. I just can't believe the city of Mobile hasn't done anything, especially with that being that a waterway that all these people that want to protect our waterways, nobody's even trying to make attempt.
Yeah, it's three
mile thing with it.
Three
it's
mile creek. Yeah, 3 mile creek that would go into.
And That's right. It's up underneath Moffett Road Bridge, the start of 3 mile creek that goes all the way. Was it feeding into Dog River?
No, it feeds in the Mobile River. Gets to the Mobile River.
Mobile River. Yeah. Okay. Well,
but I want to.
That's just a shame, man.
It is a shame, and I've made people aware of it before. I will do it again.
I went by there today, but I couldn't stop. But I'm going to take some pictures of it for you, and one day, beginning of next week, I'll send them, through the text line.
Mm-hmm.
Can you receive pictures there?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. You can send those. You can attach the picture to your text. And you said Magnolia Cafe in Robertsdale.
Yes, it's delicious, y'all, man. You need to take your family, and it's wonderful. It's I don't think a lot of people know about it, but they've got one amazing homemade buffet out there with and then a huge salad bar, 4 or 5 different desserts, prime rib you can get sliced. You got the big bucket of fried chicken that you can pick from, and then they got a Cajun turkey thing also that you can get eat on also. But it's amazing. I'm telling you, if y'all ain't been to Magnolia's Cafe in Robertsdale, you better go check it out. Y'all have a great weekend, buddy.
Hey, thank you, Joel. Your phone call just added 3 pounds to me. So, you were going to say something.
Well, I was just, this reminds me of a tweet I saw from one of my Twitter friends, I think about a month ago. They said they were at the Atlanta airport and had boarded their plane when somebody came on almost late. You know, those late arrivals that they're getting on the plane after everybody's already boarded. This person had a bucket full of Popeye's chicken, a whole bucket for wherever
they sat down in the plane. I would try to, excuse me, can I swap seats? Can I sit next to that person?
Wherever they were headed to, they were not going to be hungry.
You know, it reminds me, though. So Joel said salad bar, and I'm sorry, Joel. This is just one of my. I preface with this because I love salads. You can call home and ask my wife. I'm a big salad fan, but when I go to places where I'm like focused on the fried chicken, or I talk about the Original Oyster House, where I'm focused on getting great fried shrimp or oysters, like the Original Oyster House has a big salad bar, and I always get notes from Cecilia over there like, make sure to tell folks about the salad bar. Okay, I'm telling y'all, I've walked by it 50 times in my life, and it's fantastic looking, but I can't sit here and tell you I have any idea of what it tastes like because I go, you know, if you're going, I'll call it a specialist. I think Stu called me a purist. I'll call it a specialist when I go somewhere, like I'm at the Original Oyster House and I want to get, you know, fried shrimp. I don't want anything getting in the way of the fried shrimp.
Well, you're all about the seafood. I will vouch for the Original Oyster House salad bar because I have stopped there a time or two and used that as a preamble to the actual meal.
Okay. What that does is gets in the way of how many shrimp you can eat. I'm just pointing that out. But by the way, too, Original Oyster House, both locations have a chance for you to win dinner for two up to a $50 value right now. They've got their sunset contest going on. Here's how it works. You go to the Causeway location, go to the Gulf Shores location, inside or outside the restaurant, snap a picture of the sun setting. You got, of course, some great things to set up to frame the sunset in there at the restaurants. Then you post your picture to the Facebook page for the Original Oyster House, facebook.com/Original Oyster House, and hashtag it OOH Sunset. Then I think it closes the last day of August, August 31st. They will close the entries, and they will pick one, and you can win that dinner for two, plus great prizes, including Original Oyster House tote bags filled with goodies as well. More details on their Facebook page, facebook.com/Original Oyster House, and make sure to take that sunset picture at either location and post it up with the hashtag OOH Sunset. All right, coming right back. Folks holding on, want to talk about more fried chicken, and I think that's a pretty perfect thing on a Friday morning. We'll do that when we return right here on FM Talk 106.5. Get them, Rufus. Perfect, perfect, perfect. The funky chicken as we roll on. On Mobile Mornings. Midday Mobile doesn't happen for another 3 hours and change, but we'll probably talk chicken then too. Sean Dalton, Dr. Bill Kane with traffic. And congratulations to our winner for that family four-pack of Bay Bears tickets tonight. Strikeout Domestic Violence, benefiting the Penelope House. And
Matt from Mobile, winning the four-pack of tickets, the parking pass, that rally towel you were talking about.
Yeah.
And also, it's fireworks night. I mean, they just had fireworks on Wednesday night for Independence Day, but because it's Friday, more fireworks tonight.
More fireworks is a good thing. All right, head to the phones, and Tim is in Silver Hill. Hey, Tim.
Hey, how you doing today, guys?
Doing good, man. You want to talk some bird, huh?
Yep. One of your callers that called in about Magnolia Cafe in Robertsdale. Well, there's another place in Robertsdale called Mama Lou's with fabulous fried chicken.
Okay, hold on. All right, what did I do with my stupid pen?
And what's the name of that restaurant again? One more time.
Mama Lou's.
Okay, what's so great about their fried chicken?
Their fried chicken is very, very close to Stagecoach.
Oh, that's pretty strong. That's pretty strong. Okay, Mama Lou's. Man, we got a major eating road trip setting up here.
Can you do this with any other food? If we were talking best steaks or best pizza, I just don't think there'd be more than, 10, 15 restaurants that come to mind. But when you're talking fried chicken, it seems like every place is great at it in one way or another.
Absolutely.
All right, we've got that on our list. Tim, thank you. Let me go to, let's go to Bill, downtown Dog River. Hey, Bill.
First, let me thank you for playing that old Memphis song about doing the funky chicken. I just might have to break out that album and have me a rare early morning beer.
If you're going to listen to Rufus, you cannot do it without a cold beverage.
Woo! I saw Rufus back in the day, and son, let me tell you, he put on a great show. Everybody left sweaty, smelly, and with a smile on their face.
I love it, man. It's fun playing chicken songs. That's for sure.
Anyway, there's a couple more intersections of chicken and music. One, I can't believe nobody's brought up. My God. Red Hot Chicken by Wet Willie.
Yep.
Get the live cut. Oh,
yep.
Turn it up, son.
Yep.
The other, I remember the last Jazz Fest before Katrina, I think it was. This guy showed up, his name's Buckethead, and he plays with a KFC bucket on his head. And he was the talk of the town.
Well, sure, he has a bucket on his head.
Yeah. You never see his face. I mean, he's completely covered up.
And who was
no
it on?
Joke either.
Who was it on Fat Albert or whatever that wore the lampshade over his head?
I wonder if Buckethead didn't actually like Slash or another famous guitarist who's just...
He does this like on his... Maybe.
Extra side gig.
So you want to talk... you want to just music and chicken? Do you have a favorite chicken place?
Me?
Yes.
Well, I would have to say locally, and because it's close, I'd have to say the Hearts on DIP. Their spicy dark chicken is really, really good.
Man, that's another vote for Hearts. They're doing quite well in it. Bill, thank you for the call. And yeah, and thanks for the Red Hot Chicken. Yeah, we're trying to do that here as we close out.
Yeah, Hearts is doing well in our poll. Also, a Stagecoach just had a rash of votes come in. Stagecoach doing really well on the chicken, best chicken poll on our website, FMTalk1065. Also, Danny's getting some votes.
Yes.
My Mother, which is different for every person that votes for that one. Neighbors has some votes. Kitchen on George. Mama's on Dolphin. Fusackley's, Hearts. Church's, Popeye's. So if I didn't list your favorite chicken place, better get on a boat.
Yeah, absolutely. But wow. So we... And the list is huge, and we're probably not even making a dent in the places you can get chicken here locally and good fried chicken.
It's like the list of candidates on the Republican ticket before runoff.
It's like the Republicans on the primary side. Wait, speaking of which, let's interject here in the last minute a little bit of politics into the show and remind y'all the runoff voting coming up July 17th. And, well, obviously you can tell there's a lot to talk about with this coming up next week. A lot of the candidates are going to join us here on the show, on this show, on the midday show. I know it's going to be a touching interview I've got booked with Attorney General Steve Marshall is going to join us, and he's going to talk about his campaign going on, but obviously in the shadow of the death of his wife. We're going to be doing that coming up next week on the show, so we'll talk more about that. Yeah, but get to meet the candidates. We'll do that the whole way through the 17th.
Yeah, they don't have much more time for a last impression, because with 17th, I mean, we're talking 11 days from now where we'll be back at the voting booths. It's coming down to it for them, so time to really pay attention and see who you're going to cast your final vote for.
All right. Talk more about that coming up. And that midday show thing I do, Midday Mobile, on the way in 3 hours. Laura Ingram's next. But Willie takes us to the news. Y'all have a great one. And, yeah, we'll be back. Do this on Monday?
I think we should probably come back.
All right, let's go get some burn.